We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, the final halacha of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-toira chodi Rabbi Shimon b'simen samach aleph Likutei Maran Chelek Aleph. This halacha will be based on chapter 61 in the first half of Likutei Maran, which is based on a statement in the Zohar Kodesh, Chodi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon rejoiced. Ayin Shom Heitev Kol HaTorah. Study that chapter in the Likutei Maran well, so that you'll have a solid foundation for this halacha. That Torah was said on a Rosh Hashanah, which tells you right away it's in a certain league of greatness and complexity and length. And it's one of the deepest and extraordinary chapters of Likutei Maran that touches on a number of very important topics. We'll try to do the best we can as we're doing the halacha, you know, to include it. Vihine, paragraph Aleph. Vihine b'hatoyra hazois medaber meinyan soid hoibur shenilkach meitonu. In this chapter in Likutei Maran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the secret of knowing how to calculate the years, with the leap years, with the months, which was taken away from us. We don't have that today anymore. We don't have that knowledge the way the rabbis of the Gemara had it. V'soid ho'ibur mishom nimshach kiddushas Rosh Chodesh. And it's based on that secret knowledge of knowing how the calendar works completely that determines the holiness of Rosh Chodesh. Because the establishment of Rosh Chodesh is based on that knowledge. However, today, unfortunately, that knowledge is, we don't have it. And yet, we establish Rosh Chodesh today based on the rules that our rabbis have given us, who were knowledgeable in this, whether it's following the calendar of Hillel or the other rules that have been passed down throughout the generations. Many rules about certain days when certain holidays cannot come out on. V'alkein be'emes anu muchrochim la'aseis kama pomim shnei yomim Rosh Chodesh machmas sofek. And it's for this reason that we find that today, very often, we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, because we're not sure exactly which one is Rosh Chodesh, the real one. V'chein kol hamoyadim atluyim b'Rosh Chodeshim anu oisim shnei yomim machmas sofek. And so too in Chutz Loretz, those holidays which are dependent on Rosh Chodesh, we keep 2 days of the holiday, also because of this doubt. K'moy shomer hazal, as the Gemara says, V'alkein hameisim leiv lo zeh linyan kviyus ha-Rosh Chodeshim v'hamoyadim, shetluyim rak bechachomim amitiyim, k'moy shomer hazal, a person who studies this concept that the establishment of Rosh Chodesh and all the Jewish holidays are dependent on the rabbis, the true chachomim, like the Gemara says, mizeh yecholim lohoven kamo godol maila semunus chachomim. From this, a person can realize how important, how significant is the concept of our faith in our rabbis, shebozeh tolui kol yahadusoi, whereby a person's entire Yiddishkeit is dependent on this, is dependent on their faith in the Chachamim. Kemavur harbe b'chol ha-toira hazois, as is explained a lot in this chapter in Likutei Maran, chapter 61, u'b'shari mekoimois, and in other places in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. Vafilu mi sheyorad kemoi sheyorad, v'nisa b'tavoisav u'midoisav kemoi shenisa chas v'shalom, and even a person who has fallen, who has gone down spiritually and become lost spiritually because of their evil desires and evil character, ein shum mekulkol upogum v'choyte bo'ilam shelo yimtso tikva v'tikun lonetzach al yidei emunas chachomim be'emes lamitoi. There is no person who is messed up, defective, sinner, who does not have the ability to find hope and permanent eternal rectification through real, true emunas chachamim. Kimoishanu royim binyan kviyas rosh chodeshim v'amoyedim atluyim bohem. As we find regarding this issue of establishing Rosh Chodesh and the holidays, which is dependent on the rabbis. Shenimsiru rak lechachamim. This responsibility, this privilege has been given over only to the chachamim. Kshekemoi sheroitzim lekovam al pi chachmosam huamuka, kein maskimim imohim gamin hashamayim. Whatever these rabbis decide, whenever they decide to establish the holidays, based on their deep wisdom, Hashem is agreeable with them. Hashem goes along with their decision. Kemoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Eile Moyate Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Oysam B'moyadam. These are Hashem's holidays, which you will declare them. Oysam means them. The Gemara says that the word Oysam is written in the Chumash without a Vav. Normally it would be written Aleph Vav Tov Mem. And here it's spelled Aleph Tov Mem. The Gemara says, Al Tikri Oysam Elo Atem. Don't read the word Oysam, meaning them, the holidays, Elo Atem, but rather you. These are the holidays which you will establish at their appointed times. And the Gemara says, Atem Afilu Shoigigim, Atem Afilu Mezidim. This means you rabbis, even if you make a mistake in your calculation, your decision still stands. Even if you intentionally do something wrong in your decision as to when the holidays are, your decision still stands. Ukamavoyer b'medrash linyan Rosh Hashanah. And as the Medrash explains regarding the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, shekishemisadren lamalo hakisos lemishpat lodon b'Rosh Hashanah, when they're preparing, when they're setting up the chairs in heaven to organize the Rosh Hashanah, the throne of judgment for Hashem and the other judges, shoyalim hamalochim lashmiz borach mosayi Rosh Hashanah. The angels ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? The goyer bohem Hashem yizborach. And Hashem expresses anger at them and he says, v'liyatim shoyalim, you're asking me? Lechu v'shalu esach hachomim. Go ask the rabbis. Shemosai shehem yikbu Rosh Chodesh, naskim ani v'atem la'asos bo Rosh Hashanah. Whenever they decide Rosh Chodesh will be, both I and you will be in agreement with them to make Rosh Hashanah on that day. Ayin Shom, look in the Medrash where the Medrash explains this. Paragraph Beis, Kimavura Bahatoiranal, Shalide Pegam Emunas Chachomim, Ein Yecholin Lohoitzi Hamishpot Lo'or. Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 61 in Likut Imran that when there's Pegam Emunas Chachomim, when there's a lack of Emunas Chachomim, or when something is wrong with Emunas Chachomim, then we are not able to bring our justice, our true justice, to light. Meaning, She'ein yecholin lohoitzi mishpatei hanhogois yeshorois mikol mokoim shaloi meitshom. This means that when a person is studying Torah, we know that the Torah, one aspect of the Torah is that it's our law book. This is our judiciary system. It's the Torah Akdoisha. And a Jew studying Torah is supposed to be able to derive from every line, from every story, from every mitzvah, a methodology, a correct methodology of how to conduct their life properly, how to live properly, and how to judge properly in all kinds of decisions, whether between man and fellow man, and between man and Hashem. Vayidei ze shepoigmim b'emunas chachomim, horu'uyim l'smicha, and when we are poigim in the mitzvah of emunas chachomim, of rabbis who are really worthy to be appointed as rabbis who are worthy of smicha, that they should be designated as the true leaders of Klal Yisrael, umasmichim rebbi sheinoi hagun, and instead we go ahead and allow rabbis who are unqualified, unworthy, to be appointed to those leadership positions, ali deze nivgam ksav yodenu. This weakens and messes up our writings, our ability to write effectively. ki yedei haksiva mekablin ho'or miyedei hasmicha. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show in that chapter in Likutei Moran that our hands, our ability to write, receives its energy, its power, from our ability to appoint proper rabbis. We know that when a rabbi gets smicha, it's done with the hands. The Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you will appoint Yehoshua to replace you. And the concept of v'samachta yodcha olav, you will place your hands upon him to declare him, to anoint him as the next rabbi, the next leader. And this is the term that's used throughout the generations. A rabbi receives smicha. So Rabbeinu Zal, that chapter in the Likutei Moran shows that smicha is done with the hands and writing is done with the hands. And the ability for our writings to be effective is dependent on if we give smicha properly to the right people and not to the wrong people. And when, unfortunately, Rachmona Litzlon, when the wrong people are appointed to leadership positions, Vaydezeh Megarshin Yisrael Mimakoimon, it results in the Jewish people being exiled from cities that they were living in, that they were established. Shehu Bechinas Geirush Me'aretz Yisrael. One form of this would be our being removed, evicted from Eretz Yisrael. Vaydezeh Nilkach Soid Ho'ibur Me'etonu. And this results in this knowledge of knowing how to calculate the years and Rosh Chodesh and holidays being taken away from us. Vaydezeh Ein Yecholen Loseis Eitzol and Afshoi B'Shum Dovor. And this makes it difficult or impossible for a person to know what to do regarding decision-making, in all facets of decision-making. Because his decision, his ability to decide, becomes split. He's drawn in both directions, and he can't choose properly. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin shom kesher kol hadvorim ho'ele heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran to see how Rabbeinu Zal weaves these different issues together beautifully with psukim, with gemaras. Rabbeinu Zal connects it perfectly so that you see how this if A affects B, B affects C, and so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Zal continues over there, Ach yesh mayim shemetaharim mikol zeh. However, there are waters that have the ability to correct all of this, to purify all of this. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim. Hashem says, I will sprinkle upon you purifying waters. Ve'elu hamayim nimshochim al yidei hatshuva she'oise al pegam emunas chachamim. And these waters are generated through the tshuva that a person does when they realize that their emunas chachamim is defective, it's improper. Shenisoyer lezeh al yidei hamachloikis, whereby the person becomes inspired to do tshuva through machloikis. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, mei meriva, the waters of machloikis, referring to the Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen striking the rock at the time that Hashem asked them to bring forth water from the rock by speaking to it, and they instead struck the rock. But again, the pasuk puts these two together, Mei Mariva, the waters of Machloikis. Shaydezeh Nasn Sforim Harbe, when there's Machloikis, when people disagree on issues, and each one is forced to defend his opinion and to discuss, to elaborate on his opinion, that generates many sforim. That causes many sforim to be written. The Ritva and the Rashba and the Rosh and the this, each one explaining their position. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Asois sforim harbe ein kates, generate many books infinitely, you know. Ki kvar yesh sforim harbe, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, already today there are many sforim, v'oid asidin liyoy sforim harbe, and there are going to be many, many more sforim written, v'kulam muchrochim lahoilam, and all of them are necessary for the world, v'osur lahalik alechot mehem, and it's forbidden for a Jew to mock or to show disrespect to any sefer that comes out. Vaideze nimtokin kol hadinim sheboilam. And when these things that we mentioned here are corrected, when the Emunas Chachamim is corrected, when you have this Mayim Tohirim, when these Sforim are being generated and they're being respected properly, this brings about a complete Hamtokas Hadinim. All judgments against the Jewish people and against the world are eliminated, are sweetened. Ki nichlolin be'even shesia, because we're able to plug into the Even Shesia, the foundation stone of creation of the world, bebechinas kodshei kodoshim, meaning we're able to plug into, to connect with the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, where this Even Shesia was. And then Rabbein Azal goes on over there to connect it to the topic of Rosh Hashanah. Vezeh bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And this is all tied into the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. She'oz miskapsin kol hanafosho islat tzadik o'emes. That's when all the souls gather to the tzadik emes, the true tzadik. V'nechlolin bi'ahavo yachad. And they merge together with friendship, with love. Vaydezeh na'aseh simcha. And this achdus generates tremendous joy, v'chulu, etc., etc., as Rabbein Azal explains there at the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Rabbein Azal says, study this there very, very well. Obviously, he's showing us that this Torah is very deep, very special, very big, huge. And in order to really have a good foundation for this halacha, if a person studies it very thoroughly, it helps a lot.